Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Salmon. Normally, Steve and Julian is here. He is here.
But I'm not here.
In body, but he may be kind of occupied during the show.
Mike, I'm looking at eight individual, fantastic, beautiful, wonderful smelling, I can't wait to figure out how they taste, pies.
Yes. Because we have a very special guest. Brianna Carson is here with Crave Pie Studio.
It was so special. She's the only guest today because we want to get done with the show as quickly as possible so that we can eat pies.
Yes, yes. Or if you can't wait, you're more than happy to, you know, start.
I'm scared of what you'll say behind my back, so I'm going to.
You can start eating now because they look great.
They do look great.
Welcome to the show, Brianna. Great to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Before we talk about the wonderful pies that you brought, Crave Pie Studio, you've been in business for about 5 or 6 years.
6 years now.
And you're located downtown, historic Duluth.
Right on Main Street.
Right there on Main Street. So talk about your company and what we will find when we walk through your doors.
Sure. Okay. So we're located right on Main Street in the historic district of downtown Duluth, and we're in a building that dates back to the 1800s. It's a lovely building, and when you come into our shop, you'll find a variety of mini 5-inch pies that we bake fresh daily using seasonal ingredients, a lot of times locally sourced, and hopefully you'll be greeted by a friendly face and have the smell of fresh baked pies as you walk in.
You could do that and you don't even need to eat one. I mean, they just there is not much better than the smell of a good fresh pie, right? I mean, I would imagine
that's what people tell us.
Absolutely. Yes. Now, don't do that. Go ahead and buy one of the pies and enjoy it. So the concept of the 5-inch pie was the idea of you wanted to individually sell so that no one would feel guilty about having an entire pie themselves.
Exactly.
I like
exactly.
It.
We were very conscientious about portion control and people wanting to, you know, watch what they eat, but also to be able to indulge and have, you know, a great tasting dessert from time to time. So having a mini pie just seemed like a natural progression.
So how did this start? For lack of a better term, to have a pie store? Was it something in your family that a great grandma used to bake pies, or you just baked pies and you saw a business here? Talk about when the light bulb went off and how you created this.
Well, the light bulb was kind of a surprise to me because I didn't grow up as a lifelong baker. I loved to cook, but I was never a baker. I don't have, you know, family recipes. But I was in a 20-year career with a telecommunications company, and I was laid off in 2010 after 20 years with them, and I didn't really know what to do next. But I loved cooking and I loved food. And so I decided to go to culinary school just to be in that environment and try to figure out what my next chapter would be. So as I was going through school, the program at here in Gwinnett, I had to take a baking class. And so I wanted to be an overachiever and get a great grade for my final exam. And so I kept on practicing how to bake an apple pie. And I got pretty good at it. And I actually just fell in love with the whole process of pie baking and the craft of pie. And the more I studied and the more I learned about it, just I became infatuated with it. I loved that it could become different seasonal varieties. It could be savory. It could be sweet. And most of all, I just love how it makes people feel. It brings back memories that, you know, are just really touching to, you know, hear someone say, oh, my great grandmother or my grandmother used to have this great pie that she'd bring for Thanksgiving, or it evokes memories and it makes people feel good.
I'm going to ask you to go a little bit farther down that path of how you got just really passionate about pies. You kind of talked about sweet and savory. You kind of talked about memories. And as you're saying those, I'm just checking them off. Yep. Okay. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. I was kind of thinking of the concept of it can be for a dessert, and it can also, there's a concept of a pie as a main course, which I think you guys have pie entrees, I think, sometimes. So let me just ask kind of, what else is it? You know, keep expanding on that, because
pie is, it's almost limitless, you know, kind of like the mathematical number. There are infinite possibilities from season to season. Right now we're in strawberry and rhubarb. So we've got that. We are looking forward to peaches in the summertime and berries. And then fall brings great varieties of apples and pumpkins. And if you don't like desserts, I personally don't have a big sweet tooth. I never really liked desserts, but I love savory things. So I love that pie can be, you know, a chicken pot pie for dinner. It can be a quiche for breakfast or lunch. We make hand pies. We call them empanadas, and we fill them with some savory filling. So it could be a great hand pie that you grab on your way out the door. It's really limitless. And I love that. I don't want to do the same thing every day. I don't want people to come into our shop and find the same things every day. We do have certain varieties that we do serve year round that are favorites.
Yeah.
But every single time you come in, there's going to be something different.
And the limitless is not only what you put inside the pie, but I would imagine also something about, I would imagine crust. There's a great debate of thick or thin and exactly how you do it and you know, what goes into it.
There is. And that's the foundation of any good pie, is a great crust. And so when I decided to turn pie baking into a business, I took months to perfect my recipe. I tried every single type of experiment, and there's debate on whether a shortening crust is best or lard. We use all butter in our crust, and you'll find that it's a very flaky and very flavorful crust. There are people who cook with lard for a pie crust, and technically that probably does make the flakiest crust. And when I can find organic leaf lard, I think that that does make a really lovely crust, but you can't beat the taste and the flavor of pure butter. And so
sounds like a slogan. You can't beat the taste of pure butter. Sorry to interrupt.
No worries. So that's what we use in our shop.
I like it.
Seems like this would be heaven, because you could have, you know, pie as your main meal and then pie for dessert.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, you have the traditional chicken pot pie and then all these other pies that are listed here on the brochure that we're looking at. I've seen stores that sell just popcorn or just cakes, and you're in the pie business. I've never seen, you're the first and only pie business I've seen. Are there others out there?
There are a couple of local pie shops in the Metro Atlanta area. And everyone does their own unique thing. I don't know why you don't see them on every corner, because pie is such a great part of our national food heritage. I think that it might be because it's hard work, and it's also a craft. It's a technique that takes a long time to perfect. And if you don't have that love and passion for it, it might not be the greatest thing of all. But there are a couple of other local pie shops that are doing great work.
You took a leap of faith, obviously, to take something that you love doing and to turn it into a business. That had to be scary, because I don't think there's a lot of companies out there that do what you're doing, as you say, but you've had success. You've been around for a while now, but that had to be kind of scary. It's like, okay, I got to do the numbers now. How many pies do I need to sell at what cost to stay in business?
Right. I think you touched on it. It really was a leap of faith. It came as a surprise that I would become a pie baker. And I really just leaned on my faith. And when I was laid off, I just prayed for work that would be a blessing to others. So, and when it turned out to be pie, I knew that it had to be from God above. And so I just went with it. And it took a leap of faith, but I had to just put aside any fears and just keep on doing what I felt I was called to do.
Well, and that's why I guess you accepted the calling of being a pie evangelist.
Pie evangelist.
Because that's what it says on your brochure. Although, and we were talking about this off the air, I went to Georgia Tech and I love the way she does it. It's pie, P-I, and then a capital E that starts evangelist. So technically it is pie evangelist, but it can also be pie evangelist if you read it quick. So either one is fine. You answer to both. I like it. But so I think another question I just want to make sure and ask is, obviously you're located in downtown Duluth. What a great place to go enjoy a great long walk. And then, hey, why don't we wrap up with some pie for dessert? But do you also deliver? Do you also, you know, send for gifts across the country? I mean, talk a little bit about that.
We do. We can ship certain recipes nationwide. We also are available by delivery via Uber Eats, Grubhub, Amazon Fresh. And now we've just partnered with Fresh Harvest, which is a great local online farmers market that delivers fresh food baskets throughout the Metro Atlanta area. And we do some personal deliveries and corporate orders that we deliver to in the metro area.
Nice. So you can, do you personalize pies? Can you do something like that?
We do somewhat. There's not a whole lot that we can do with pastry, like to decorate it like you would, you know, a cake, but we can embellish the pie crust and do, you know, initials or monograms and that sort of thing within reason. There are some, you know, pie artisans that are online that make pies that look like absolute works of art. We tend to make our pies look pretty, but we really want to focus on the flavor of pies. So we're not going to do a whole lot that will take away from the flavor.
Talk about the ones you brought today that we're going to get to enjoy as soon as the show is over.
Read sure. my mind, Mike.
Okay. So I brought you a variety of 5-inch pies. Some are of our signature recipes that we make in the shop every single day, year round. So those flavors are chocolate chess, lemon chess, maple pecan, chocolate bourbon pecan, and Dutch apple. And there's also a seasonal strawberry apple pie.
You said chocolate chess, C-H-E-S-S.
Yes.
You got to explain why that word.
That's a very popular question. So a chess pie is a variety of pie, and it's made with simple pantry ingredients. Oh. A plain chess pie has a texture that's almost like a pecan pie without the pecans. And it's just very sweet, made with simple ingredients. Do you want to know the culinary history behind why it's called a chess pie? Or my favorite reason of it's called chess pie is that it was invented by a Southern cook. And when she was asked what kind of pie it was, she said, "Oh, that's chess pie, darling," in her little Southern accent. And chess pie kind of sounded like chess pie.
That's
my favorite theory. But most likely it's because it doesn't need to be refrigerated and it was kept in a pie chest or a pie safe.
Okay.
So that's the more plausible theory.
Pie safe. I think I need one of those for my house. and the stuff you brought is fantastic. The one type of pie that I didn't see in any of the samples was my mom used to make like a chocolate cream pie or you have the strawberry or cherry pie that is almost no crust and it's kind of almost, it's more about the filling and the refrigerated type stuff. You guys do
that. My mom made like a pudding pie.
Right, exactly. There you go.
Yeah, we do a different variety of pudding pies or creams and custards every day. And we do have a refrigerated case. So you can pick up a different variety every day or custom order as well. I didn't bring them out today because I didn't know what your refrigeration
Absolutely. Well, I was going to say, when you mentioned the chest doesn't have to necessarily be refrigerated. I think that's obviously the way to do it. But you also said that you didn't have a sweet tooth. So I was getting a little worried there that maybe you brought that, you know, but you're taking care of everybody. So I like it.
We're talking with Brianna Carson with Crave Pie Studio. They're located in Duluth, Georgia, here on Gwinnett Business Radio. I do see a major issue we're going to have as soon as the show is over. There's three of us, Stephen, myself, and Trey, and there's eight pies. So
I, as always, will give up for the team. I will only take two.
Oh, wait. Trey is saying six for you, one for him, one for me. So that's how we'll break it up.
You got that math right. Good job.
I see here in my notes to ask you about the Happy Camper.
All right. Well, we pronounce it Happy Camper, but it is spelled
Happy.
Spelled Happy. We want to emphasize that it's a pie camper, but we're hoping that once people get used to it, they'll pronounce it the Happy Camper.
Okay. You see which one of us went to Georgia Tech, which one of us went to Georgia. The Happy Camper.
Happy.
That's how it's spelt.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Go ahead, Brianna.
So we recently purchased a vintage camper that we're renovating. It's from the late 60s. And so we're renovating it to take it to food events and catering and weddings and that sort of thing to serve pie from. And like I said, we're a bunch of happy campers at the pie shop. And that's kind of our motif is, you know, just kind of a retro vibe. And so we'll be launching that the very first weekend of June at the Vintage Market Days Festival at the Gwinnett County Fairgrounds.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So we should be at, we should be on the lookout for the happy camper,
the
or
happy
as Mike
camper.
Would call it, the happy camper. Although, actually, Brianna, you had done such a fantastic job in this interview. And then you said you had a vintage camper from the late 60s. Mike, do you realize that makes you and I vintage? We're vintage radio hosts. You more than me, even though not anyway. Sorry,
you're not getting six pies now.
Yeah,
now
we
know how we're splitting up the pies.
Absolutely,
the more you talk,
I'm getting none. I will not be a half pie camper.
Again, give the
thank you, Trey.
For those that again would like to find out more, where can they get more information? Do you show some of these pies on the website?
We do. We have a gallery of our pies on our website, and we also have an Instagram account that is @CravePie, and you can find us online at CravePie.com or at 3107 Main Street in Duluth.
And I noticed, as far as hours of operation of the store, it's pretty much Tuesday through Saturday,
correct?
Right? And Tuesday, Thursday, 10 to 7; Friday, Saturday, 10 to 8. Close Sunday, Monday. That also means no deliveries on Sunday, Monday as
correct.
Well. Okay. So it is completely shut down.
It is.
Which is why you're smiling and well-balanced and haven't gone crazy in 6 years of running the pie store. So well done.
Thank you.
Again, to wrap up the interview, your locations for folks that want to come by.
Sure. 3107 Main Street, downtown Duluth, Georgia.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
More importantly, thank you for bringing the pie.
Absolutely.
No. More importantly, thank you for joining us because the pies were going to be wonderful, but now we'll also go and go to the place and enjoy it, which you have already, right?
A couple times.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. You're ahead of me.
Anyone that has, you've got, like you say, you've got the town center there, the park.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Eddie Owens Presents across the street so you can go see some live music. I mean, everything's right there. You got the chocolate shop right down the road from you.
We had
some great restaurants.
There's a nice sandwich place.
Four Forks.
There,
we've a great restaurant. We've had them on the show before.
Absolutely.
Award-winning pizza, beer.
Yeah. The pizza place.
Great places to shop at the farmhouse and old and
pie and beer and pizza. That sounds like a good night to me.
It's a good date. Take the wife. That's great. Brianna, thank you very much for putting up with our shenanigans.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
We're going to stay with the food theme, but before we do that, because we've got a very special interview coming up that our friend Duffy Dixon, part of our team now, did a few weeks ago. We're going to hear from Willie Deagle. He's from the Food Network. He was the host of a show called Restaurant Steakout, and they've opened a restaurant here in Duluth called Uncle Jack's Meat House. So we've got that interview coming up, but before we do that...
What a great tease, Mike.
Yes.
So everyone will be hanging on every word, waiting for that interview. So
Willie is quite the character.
He is. I want to remind everybody that if you're tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business, well, you need to go to Crave Pie and have some pie. But also, you need to contact Proactive Payroll because they rock payroll and they provide relief to business owners. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payrolls, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031 and all your administrative tasks will melt away so that you can go to downtown Duluth and have some pizza, beer, and pie.
There you go, Stephen. All right. As I said before that, Willie Deagle, a star from the Food Network, Restaurant Steakout was the name of the show.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Uncle Jack's Meat House. He's also a successful restaurant owner. He's finally opened up one down here in our area. And our own Duffy Dixon had a chance to sit down with him just a couple days ago. And here's that interview with Willie Deagle from Uncle Jack's Meat House.
Here he is, Willie Deagle, the steak doctor. Hey, tell me about what you've opened here in Duluth.
So what this is a great American bar and grill. So what it means, the meat house, it means you could come here and get your meat game on any which way you like. From six different burgers, blended chuck, brisket, short rib meat, steak sandwiches, appetizers, choice steak, prime steak, dry aged steak, Wagyu steak, Kobe steak. Then we have all the normal entrees, all fresh fish. Everything's custom designed, an all-day menu, lunch and dinner, beautiful indoor-outdoor atmosphere. It's everything that a Georgian would love with a New York personality and twist. It looks like an old meat factory warehouse done with recycled, reclaimed stuff.
Well, I was going to say, too, your name may sound familiar because you're from the Food Network.
Yes.
This is not your first rodeo, so
no.
to speak.
You know, I'm in this business for life. I design, decorate, chef, bartend, you name it. I do it. I live it. I love it. Every customer, one drink, one steak, one martini at a time. I talk about, you know, how to execute, how to win people over, how to get you to change your routine, how to educate you about finer, better ingredients, scratch made, fresh daily. The restaurant business to me is show business, serving lunch show, serving your dinner show, winning the customers, creating a mousetrap, one way in, one way out, hug, kiss your babies, whatever it takes, we're going to lock you down for life.
You don't like your job at all, do you?
Oh, I love it. This is what I live for, you know? Listen, it's a tough business, but I wouldn't know what else to do, you know?
Now, obviously, you had to do some research around here and say, hey, there is nothing like this around.
Yeah, I was visiting Georgia. I built a house in the manor with a couple of friends of mine. My mother and father-in-law moved, my brother-in-law, so I've been down a lot. I saw an opportunity. I said, okay, Duluth, the arena next door, it's a little dated. They got to be doing something. I saw the area. I know everything went through Atlanta, Florida, Vegas, went through that huge crisis with the building boom, but made a big comeback faster, better than ever. A lot of people from New York, Boston, Jersey, Pittsburgh are moving here for a reason. They're more pro-business. The highways are beautiful. It's not as unionized. It's not as complicated. It's got great people, personality, but they need more food. They need more artistic talent, creative chefs, winning operators coming down there to service their needs.
Now, to give people an idea, you say we have all sorts of meats, but yeah. There are a couple really cool names. Tell me about the Flintstone. I actually tasted that. Yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah. What the Fred Flintstone is a long bone rib chop. 20 years ago when I was going to the meatpacking district and the live cattle would come in, you know, fresh killed, hanging, I saw them cut that bone off to make short ribs and I said, let's leave it on and big because I grew up watching Fred Flintstone as a cartoon before I had to deliver my newspapers. And
you
then
and
go
me
to
both.
Catholic
yep,
school, right?
yep.
So I always saw that big piece of meat and I said, oh my God, I love it. So that's why I came up with the Fred Flintstone. We dry aged the racks in-house 35 to 90 days, all prime set of cut. Chef Mitch will cut it, rock it out for you. We'll do a double cut, a single cut. Then we got our New York strips. We have our fillets. We'll run a porterhouse as a special. You have choice, more reasonably priced. Then you have your prime dry aged. Then you have your Wagyu, your Kobe. So all things meat is where you get your game on, right?
And you do a few other things really well. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, that mac and cheese is to die for.
It's a five-cheese mac. We make a cheese fondue first, take the pasta, make it al dente, finish cooking it in the cheese fondue so it absorbs the flavors. Then we caramelize and roast the top in the 1,800 degrees infrared broiler for you to break through that crunchy, cheesy deliciousness.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, and this is going to be a hit, I'm telling you.
Oh,
you,
no problem.
And the decor is just
thank you
so
much.
Cool.
Yeah. Detail, 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 right?
All right. Thank you to our Duffy Dixon for that. And I'll tell you what, Willie reminds me of every New York Italian relative that I have.
He sounds really bored with the restaurant business.
Yeah. I wish there was some passion there,
you
right?
You know, just yet another. Here we have two more guests, you know, one live and one on tape that they're just not passionate about what they do.
Passionate about pie and passionate about steaks and the meat house. Uncle Jack's Meat House, by the way, they're in Duluth right next to the Infinite Energy Center, the arena on Sugarloaf Parkway. So check it out. They had a media day and that's what Duffy was attending. They gave us some samples to check out and it was delicious.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me in.
They knew they would lose money.
They'd go out of business.
Yeah, if they brought you in. So that would be a good night right there. Go to Uncle Jack's Meat House and then for dessert, go over to a Crave Pie Studio.
And you know how our listeners should get there? They should drive there in their Subaru that they get from Subaru of Gwinnett. Of course, our show takes place here in the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios, and love is what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. If you're already a Subaruist, then follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events like going to the meat house and then going to Crave Pie.
There you go. A reminder, you can listen to the show anytime you want 24/7 by going to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and then you can select the show, Gwinnett Business Radio, and you'll see this show and all our other episodes going back 5 years now, right there on the website. Also, check us out on iTunes, and we're also all over social media.
You know what time it is, Mike?
Pie time?
It's time for pie.
Time for pie. All right, we'll get to it. For Steven, I'm Mike, and for Trey, our other guest, Brianna Carson, and for Duffy Dixon, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time.
The Half Pie Camper. Mike Salmon, the Half Pie Camper.
This is Gwinnett Business Radio. Eat your pie.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!